Hello, I'm Terry Cheek. You're listening to Crisis and Concern for January 30th, 2017. Welcome to a program that addresses current events and their solutions as found within God's Word. Call your family, friends, and church members. Tell them the latest Crisis and Concern podcast is posted for immediate download at theinspiringword.org. And we're also available on iTunes as the Inspiring Word Podcast. Today, we will discuss human sexuality and how it is practiced in contrast to what God has established. As I read headlines in daily newspapers and online, I am amazed at how many ways human sexuality and humanity has perverted God's sacred bond of sexuality. From our Bible, we know sex is viewed in only two contexts, the sacred marriage bed and fornication. There is no middle ground. Yet, our society has turned back to Sodom and Gomorrah. We not only openly practice every immoral act imaginable, we have the nerve to legalize it in our own eyes and label it acceptable and even moral. To go a step further down the road of perversion, I read today that a company in the UK has developed a sex robot. That's right, a machine. Looks like a man, looks like a woman. They are covered with a plastic-type material, and they are sold for sexual pleasures. The website Metro had this posted, and I quote, "This year could be a tipping point in the history of human sexuality as men opt to make love to the lifeless bodies of machines rather than human women." End of quote. Had rather make love to lifeless bodies of machines rather than human women. That is not making love. That is nothing more than perverted fleshly sexual desires being fulfilled and lived out to fulfill and try to establish and live out some type of sinful fantasy that we have in our lives. Let's consider for a moment Romans chapter 1, verses 21 through 25. The Bible says, "Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made to corruptible man, and to birds, and to four-footed beasts, and to creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen." Is that not what we are doing today with sexuality? Are we not turning it into the lust of our own heart? Are we not dishonoring our bodies between ourselves? Are we not changing the truth of God and what God has created and designed sexuality to be in order to serve ourselves? Are we not worshiping ourselves more so than worshiping God? And it isn't because we don't know God. We know God, but we are not glorifying him. Neither are we thankful. We have become vain in our imaginations. We are watching this very passage unfold before our very eyes in the form of perverted sexuality. Just as the pornography industry has grown from magazines to back corner lot theaters to pay-per-view, to free online viewing, and with that growth comes fanfare. Do you realize there are award banquets that honor the most successful and most popular porn stars? Only now they are called adult entertainers, adult actors, adult film stars. We know the city Ephesus, and we know that it had the temple of Diana, and with it came temple prostitutes who would entertain worshipers of Diana with sex acts. And the townspeople loved Diana because of the wealth and the fortune and the fame that she brought into the city. Remember the silversmith? He sought Paul's life because his business of silver images was threatened by the gospel preaching. There are images that are established by sexuality today. There are images that are established by the porn industry. There are images of sexuality that are established by the music industry. Remember the perverted act of Miley Cyrus, and it cost one man that performed that was on there on stage with her. It cost him his marriage. My goodness, we are elevating these people to the point where we are worshiping them, and we are watching our daughters and our sons worship these people. And it is so sad. It is so sad because we are seeing the city of Ephesus and the sins of Ephesus lived out in front of us daily. Sadly, the perverted society of fornication has found its way into the church as well. The day of easy believism has opened the door for behavior that is called sinful in God's Word. I read recently where there is as much as 47% of the church, 47% of church attendees that are involved in steady porn viewing. Now, that even includes couples, husbands and wives, who will go to church on Sunday morning after setting up on Saturday night and together watching porn and the perverted sexual behaviors of our music industries and of our television and of our movies. That should drop us to our knees in tears, and it should draw us to God, and it should concern us that folks could walk into God's house and attend His presence and have no conviction of sin. And that is if God's word is even being preached in that house. This has only touched on the heterosexual problem. What about the homosexuals? What about the lesbians and the transsexual issues that face us today? The argument still exists that God is a loving God and He wants everyone to be happy, and He is accepting and kind and merciful. God is gracious. And He is merciful, only to the extent that He has called the elect to salvation and His grace is extended long enough for His elect to be saved. God is merciful and gracious to the point of wanting people to be saved. God does not compromise His standards. God does not compromise His word. God does not compromise for anyone. His word is His word, and we need to come back to realizing that. Let's continue on in Romans chapter 1 with verse 26. For this cause, Paul says, God gave them up to vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy and murder, debate, deceit, malignity and whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who, knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. This scripture should terrify us. Our culture and society today testifies to its own reprobate mind. But for those of us who honor God's word and understand that sexuality is not only permitted by God, but God himself created it for the husband and wife to experience total loving intimacy. Take time to read the Song of Solomon and listen to this piece of Hebrews out of the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 4. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. We have to understand that God will not find any humor in the way we are perverting the sexuality that he created to be shared between a husband and a wife. Our sexuality should not be perverted by the devil and his demons. Our behavior when we do so is sinful, and we should repent of it. Sex is not entertainment. Sex is not a tool to be used to leverage another person. Sex is not an instrument to tease someone with. Sex is not a casual fling to satisfy the desires of the flesh. Sex is a gift from God, a gift that should be respected as much as God who created it. What God has established in sexuality is his creation being blessed through intimate love, compassion, and care between a husband and a wife. I hope this broadcast has been a blessing to your walk with the Lord. Our desire is to reach as many people as possible, and to accomplish this, we need your help. By sharing our podcast and website with others, you will help us share God's word around the world. Will you help us by telling others about the inspiring word? You can find us by reading the Blue Ridge Christian News, by visiting theinspiringword.org, or through the iTunes podcast as The Inspiring Word. Thank you, and until next time, may God keep you firmly in his presence.